So, this is a sequel to the reading on the 13th of December by Hanno Dorneich, and we will read to you another excerpt from Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, first in Middle English, and then in a modern English translation. The first word that he warp, "Where is," he sighed, "the governor of this king?" Gladly wolde see that sage in sicht, and with himself spake Raisun. To knichte se caste sie, and railed him up and doon. He stemmed and constudie, who walt their most renown. There was looking on lende, the lude to behold, for each man had mer weile what it mene micht, that a hadel and a horse micht such a hue lag, as growe green as the grace, and greener it seemed, than green au mile on gold glowande brichte. Al studied that there stood, and stalked him nere, with all the wonder of the world what he work should. For faileless Elias had they seen, but such never are. For thee for phantom and fierier the folk dare damned. Therefore to answer it was arwe moni avel freke, and all stund at his staven and stone still satan in a swache silence thurch the sale reache, as all were sleepet upon sleepe so slacket or lotus in hie. He damed not all for dute, but some for court I see, but let him that all should lute cast unto that we.
And who, he bellows, without breaking breath, is governor of this gaggle, I'll be glad to know. It's with him and no one else that I'll hold a pact. He held them with his eyes and looked from right to left, not knowing of those knights which person to respect. The guests looked on. They gaped and they gawked and were mute with amazement. What did it mean that human and horse could develop this hue, should grow to be grass green or greener still, like green animal emboldened by bright gold? Some stood and stared, then stepped a little closer, drew near to the knight to know his next move. They'd seen some sights, but this was something special, a miracle or magic, or so they imagined. Yet several of the lords were like statues in their seats, left speechless and rigid, not risking a response. The hall fell hushed, as if all who were present had slipped into sleep or some trance-like state. No doubt, not all were stunned and stilled by dread, but duty-bound to hold their tongues until their sovereign could respond. That was an excerpt from the Simon Armitage translation, which you may or may not have noticed isn't all that close to the Middle English original in terms of meaning, but like the original, it's very alliterative. Thank you for listening, and have a merry, merry Christmas.